136 sockeye were caught on Wednesday. The catch at Station 2 was 32 sockeye. That's the largest daily catch of the season at that station. Wednesday's catch at Station 4 was 13 sockeye. The catch at Station 6 was 20 fish. The catch at Station 8 was 45 sockeye. The catch at Station 10 was 26 fish. Wednesday's harvest produced a daily replacement index number of 27. That's the lowest daily index number since June the 26th. The daily traditional index number was 84. That pushed the cumulative index number up to 1,977. The Port Moeller test fishery was scheduled to end after the fishing effort Wednesday, but it was extended another day Thursday in an effort to get a little more insight on the late part of the sockeye run to Bristol Bay. The latest Port Moeller genetic information was released Wednesday for the sockeye caught through the test fishery on Friday and Saturday of last week. Sockeye resource that passed through the fishing grounds on those 2 days should be hitting the inshore fishing districts of Bristol Bay right now, given a 5 to 6 day travel time. Nearly 56% of the sockeye analyzed from the catch on July the 4th and 5th carried genetic markers for the Quijack River, while 13.6% were apparently bound for the Naknek River. 10.6% of the analyzed sockeye were Igigik River fish. 9.7% were apparently headed to the Agushik River. 5.2% carried genetic markers for the Wood River, and 2.1% were identified as Ugashik River sockeye. Another 2.1% were Alagnak River fish, while just 0.3% were Nushagak River sockeye. Just 0.2% of the analyzed sockeye were headed to the Togiak River, and another 0.2% were identified as Kuskokwim River sockeye. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.